just about 9:01 in the morning, and my headphones are blasting loud, but that's okay. I'm Mike. This is WMFO in Medford. A little help from our friends, Beatles and a guy with a penchant for rings, singing lead vocals there, Ringo Starr. A little help from my friends, and I'm doing that too. I got Cassidy McGuinn.
Good morning, Mike.
I told you she was here.
What better way to start the show
or
pre-show than end it with the Beatles?
We've been talking about how tired we are because, like, we're old and decrepit. And I went out last night.
And we were up late.
Yeah. But you know what? It's and then, you know, like every morning during the week, I wake up like, oh, man.
Right.
But today, you know, I wake up, the alarm goes off, and I'm like, oh, and it's Saturday, so I get to come do this.
It's the only reason I would get out of bed early in the weekend is to come and do this show.
Yeah. It's always fun. It's a pleasure. And we're lucky to be able to do it. All right. So Cass will be here for the duration, for 2 hours, and at 11 a.m., of course. So Something About the Women will be coming up with our friend Sue Edelman. And she is paying tribute to someone who just passed this week, Loretta Lynn. 90?
I think she was 90.
Yeah. A real stalwart, she's been around, and she came from nothing and made quite the career. So that's going to be Sue's Something About the Women today at 11. I got a lot of free form. We got some Cassidy's five-song set at 9:30-ish. And a bunch of new noise. Let me tell you what I have for new noise, and then I'll reveal the one I'm doing now. So as I turn and I look, I have something else from Julian Lennon's latest record, which is aptly named Jude. As in hay.
Nice.
Yeah. Something from local band Cold Expectations is going to be new noise as well. Guided by vocals. No. Guided by voices. It's the same thing, really, if you
early,
think about
folks.
It. Because
it's still early.
Voices and vocals, you know, they've got something new. And I don't know a band that puts out so much product, but...
And it's always good.
This is a killer. This is good. I have something from our friend Speed Fossil, a song that is new noise, and they also did a new video for it. They do videos for other stuff. It's really good. Crowfellow, Boston's own Crowfellow, has a brand new album. I'm going to play something else from that. And for some reason, 4/5 of the first set turned out to be kind of spooky because it's October and that kind of stuff. And I don't do a lot of theme stuff, but it just worked out that way. So the first new noise is from a band with strong ties to Boston and international success, Pixies.
Love them.
Yep, and they've got a brand new single right in before they release their new record, and it's kind of spooky, and you can tell from the name. It's called Haunted House. So our first new noise, Pixies, Haunted House. This is WMFO in Medford.
Somebody planned to stay. Standing out near the button pond, it never went away.
Haunted house where I want. edges of my room.
Once you've tried it,
is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Bedford.
Yeah, WMFO Medford. So much fun we're having today. 9:20 in the morning, by the way. I'm Mike. She's Cassidy. Hello.
Hello, Mike.
And what did we just do?
That was one hell of a great set.
Well,
Mike.
Like I said, the first four songs were kind of Halloween-y. The last one, not so much. Let's talk about the Halloweenies first, because, you know, it's a seasonal thing.
Why not? You're the expert.
Okay. No, I'm barely a week awake. A week? All right, let's leave it
Both.
At that. Sure. All right, started off the new noise with, as I said, something spooky, but not spooky, but, well, whatever, why am I explaining? Pixies, you know, Boston band, kind of, with international success, as I said. They got a brand new record out that Cassipedia here is saying is getting great reviews.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't even know what the new album is named, because I don't have it in front of my face, but that was a cool song called Haunted House. And then the next three songs were kind of in that same vein, kind of spooky Halloween-y. Our own Linnea's Garden from their latest record called Fashion Show. That was Rat People. Rat,
Rat people.
Love that. The Sonics from 1965's record, Here Are the Sonics. This is a song they wrote, and it was covered a couple times with great success. Strychnine. You know, all about, you know, pesticides gone wrong and the use of such. Yeah, it is. Okay. And The Strokes after that from 2003's record called Room on Fire. That was Reptilia.
We were both talking about how much we love The Strokes.
I mean, yeah. And if you listen to me, which is pretty funny. If you do, though, you know, I play a lot of The Strokes. I play a lot of Albert Hammond Jr. They're very curly-haired guitar player who's just, I mean, they're just great. That was The Strokes with Reptilia, as I said. And then I just broke my own little thing because that's what I do and I can. The fifth song of the set was not spooky at all. It was Lovely from Abby Lode from our own Asa Brebner. The late Asa Brebner, that was Love Only Makes the World Go Around. And yeah, love it. Always have a soft spot in my heart for when I can play Asa Brebner. All right, so at 9:22, she and I, that's Cassidy and I, are going to aim for 9:30 to start your five-song set.
Brace yourselves, folks.
Yeah, and just before that, I'm going to do two new noises, because I can. One of them is from Boston-based band Crowfollow. And the next one is going to be from Boston-based band Simple Simon. So coming up, two in a row. First, from Crowfollow, this is called Brambles, and it's from their brand new record called Red Velvet Radio. It's new noise right here at WMFO.
Yeah.
Very classic ending there, isn't it? Very Beatles-esque.
Yeah.
Well, you know why? That was Speed Fossil. Huge Beatles fans, of course, as most power pop. Well, most bands are. I mean, anytime I have somebody in here, I'm like, who are your influences? I'm like, Beatles. Well, yeah. You know, of course.
Power pop especially, though.
Yeah. So we just heard, as I said, Speed Fossil from their latest record called No Anesthesia. That was Simple Simon. Brand new video for that, too, that just came out. Available everywhere. YouTube, check it out. Speed Fossil. And just before that, Crow Follow, Boston's own, from their brand new record called Red Velvet Radio. That was Brambles. All right, Cass. It's time.
Oh, boy.
It's time, because you're coming in here to co-host. You get to do a five-song set.
Woo-hoo.
And let me see. Let me just, I'll name the other four, and then we can talk about the first one. How's
sure,
that?
That sounds good.
All right, yeah, you know, very DJ thing to do. There's a song coming from Vienna Teng, who I do not know, but I look forward to hearing that. Freddie Johnston, who, you know, I talk about power pop. I mean, they, you know, it's, I love that. The Mighty Lemon Drops.
From back in the 80s. You'll know the song when you hear it, guarantee
all right.
It.
I, you know, it sounds familiar, but I sort of think I should know it. John Hyatt, well, yeah.
One of my favorites, as you
that.
Know.
And we're starting off with the Bodines.
Another one of my favorites. We were we actually saw them a couple of times back in the day.
So you say. Why don't I remember? Let's not talk about why.
Actually, we saw them. They did a free show at what used to be Harbor Lights, and they were wonderful. When they did a live album, a great live album, in the mid-90s, and we saw them then. But this is a song from their debut album, Love and Hope and Sex and Dreams.
That's the one.
Isn't that a great album title?
It is. I mean, yeah.
So this is the song Fade Away.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of things to know about this one. T-Bone Burnett produced it. This is early in his producing career. The only one he did before this, I think, was that I know about was Los Lobos, that How Will the Wolf Survive album, which is, of course, a classic.
So great.
But this song has one of the coolest drum hooks in it at the end of the song. Listen to the percussion throughout the whole song.
Now that you mention, I remember how it ends.
Yeah, yeah. It's just so cool. I'd love to know how they did it.
Yeah. You think it was enhanced?
Have to imagine that they... Right. It sounds like... Well, you'll hear.
Okay. So, and we'll play two songs and then come back and talk. So,
okay.
The second one we'll play is by John Hyatt, Thunderbird.
This is such a great song.
Yeah, well...
It's like a little character study, and it has one of my favorite lyrics ever. We'll talk about that afterwards, though.
Okay. So let's start off with the first of Cass's songs in the five-song set. This is indeed Fade Away by Bodines from Love and Hope and Sex and Dreams. This is WMFO.
Yeah.
Put your head on my shoulder, don't say a word. We'll cut across town in my Thunderbird. There's a burial ground beneath a cattle herd. Mr. Henry Ford's building me a Thunderbird. My Thunderbird. My Thunderbird. Put your head on my shoulder, don't say a word. We'll cut across the county in my Thunderbird. We're from Pennsylvania, Welshmen of words. My daddy drove a DeSoto, I drive a Thunderbird. My Thunderbird. My Thunderbird. She's a voice of the future. Baby, have you heard? Tomorrow's taking wing on my Thunderbird. My Thunderbird. My Thunderbird. Put your head on my shoulder, don't say a word. We'll cut across town in my Thunderbird. Windows, tilt away wheels, slide across a bucket seat for that sexy leather feel of my Thunderbird. My Thunderbird. Put your head on my shoulder, don't say a word. We'll cut across town in my Thunderbird. From the old Volkswagen back to the Model T. Quite a lot of men have died just so you can ride with me in my Thunderbird. And my Thunderbird. She drives like a dream, baby, rest assured. Don't get any better than a Thunderbird. Salesman, my brother was too. I would sell anything just to try to stay with you, but not my Thunderbird. Oh, not my Thunderbird. Willie Loman saying something, I can't hear a word. I'm going too fast in my Thunderbird. They make up my way.
WMFO 9:39 in the morning. I'm Mike. She's Cass, and we've played two of the five songs that Cass brought in. We started off with Bodine's and Fade Away, and we heard that great drum percussive thing at the end.
Oh man, we were trying to figure out how on earth T-Bone Burnett, who produced the album, how he got that sound. It takes me right back to 1986.
And whose idea was it? I mean, what did the band say? You know, we really want to continue that kind of feel in the end, but sort of you know, leave the percussion out. How do we do that? I don't know. But it was
knowing
awesome.
T-Bone, I have a hunch it would probably be his idea. Oh. I've heard them do that song live, and obviously you can't reproduce that sound live, but that sounds like something kind of sonic hook that he would put in the song.
Well, it is pretty cool for sure. Fade Away by Bodine's. That was from, as you said, Love and Hope and Sex and Dreams in 2005. And then we heard the great John Hiatt from his 2005 record as well, Master of Disaster. Good album title.
Backed up by the North Mississippi All-Stars on that one.
So so Master of Disaster is a really good name for that because
yes,
you know he is the master of disaster.
And this song has one of my favorite ending lyrics. It's kind of a character study, as you could tell from listening to it. But the last couple of verses, my daddy was a salesman, my brother was too. I would sell anything just to stay with you, but not my Thunderbird. Not my Thunderbird. Willie Loman's saying something, but I can't hear a word because I'm going too fast in my Thunderbird. Great song.
Very nice. All right, we've got three more to go. We're going to do two. Speak clearly, Mike. Mighty Lemon Drops is next.
So you sang for you, like, I don't know if I remember this one. I have a hunch as soon as it starts, it's going to come right back to you from some 1988 killer song.
Okay. And the fourth song of the set is going to be by Freddy Johnston. I know that is not a well-known artist, but...
Again, a master songwriter. He has a new album out that's supposed to be terrific. I haven't heard it yet, but I would put him up there with John Hiatt in the songwriter sweepstakes.
Really?
Yeah, he's great.
Praise.
He's really great.
All right, so let's continue on with the Mighty Lemon Drops from their record called World Without End. This is Inside Out, WMFO.
Sunlight in a rented room.
Oh my God, Cass.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's WMFO in Medford. Yeah, that was. I did not know that. But like I said, I know Freddie Johnson. I like what I've heard before, and that's a new fave.
It's the album he put out after Bad Reputation.
Well, that's the one that I know.
Yeah, that's the one. I mean, that's a classic album.
Yeah.
This is from 1997. We were talking about character studies and songwriters who excel at that. He has a song on that album called Western Sky. And it's up there with John Hiatt in terms of being able to write songs about people. It's a fascinating song. And this is just one of the most beautiful love songs you'll ever hear.
Well, that was beautiful. That was Freddie Johnston from 1997's Never Home CD. That was You Get Me Lost.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Great stuff.
And before that, The Mighty Lemon Drops from 1988's World Without End. That was Inside Out.
I can remember the first time I heard this was like January of that year of 1988. And I'd come home, it was like bitter cold, and the song started, and I was getting out of my car. I'm like, wait. And I sat there freezing.
Well, I mean, you know,
I gotta hear this song.
It's really funny. Somebody once asked a question on, you know, the socials, mm-hmm. saying, you know, who else out there, when you're driving in your car and you got a song on the radio and you pull it in your driveway, do you wait till the song ends?
Oh, how could you not?
Yes. I mean it's
come
like,
on. That's not even a question.
Yeah. There are people like us that just don't. You can't do that.
No.
It's just like just before we came on the air, I can't fade the Beatles
down. We were saying that you cannot possibly, especially not Ringo.
No.
Definitely not Ringo. Ringo, listen, you got to listen to all of Ringo.
It's an affliction, but it's a good affliction.
It's a good affliction.
All right. So we've done four or five. So that means we have, let me see, Carry the One. We have one more left.
And this is also a really beautiful song. This is from Vienna Teng.
Do not know. A little bit about that person.
She's from San Francisco. And again, she's another really interesting person. She's a musician. And she has a master's in, I don't know if it's environmental science, but she left her music career and moved to Detroit, I think, and worked in that field for a good 10 years. And now she's starting up her music career again. She's actually playing at Club Passim in a few weeks, and she's on Patreon, and I actually signed up for Patreon because I'm a big fan of hers.
Mm-hmm.
So this song is called, I did pick Recessional.
Yeah.
This is the last song off her Dreaming Through the Noise album from 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to the lyrics in this one. She calls it a love song in reverse.
All right. And I'll say, too, you know, just about your comment about her vocation outside of music, Linnea Herzog that we heard.
Yes, you were mentioning
from
that.
Linnea's Garden. She's a scientist when she's not, like, screaming rat people.
Don't you hate these talented people? I mean, I wonder what it's like to be talented.
Hate it. I was going to say something, but I don't need to. That's just fine. All right, so let's finish with Cass's fifth song of the five-song set. Vienna Teng from Dreaming Through the Noise. This is Recessional. It's WMFO.
It's so beautiful here, she says. This moment now, and this moment now. And I never thought I would find her here. Flannel and satin, my four walls transform. She's looking at me straight to center. No room at all for any other thought. And I know I don't want this. Oh, I swear I don't want this. There's a reason not to want this, but I in the terminal, she sleeps on my shoulder. Hair falling forward, mouth all askew. And fluorescent announcements beat their wings overhead. Passengers missing, we're looking for you. And she dreams through the noise, her way. Maybe it means nothing. Maybe it means nothing, but I'm afraid to move. ¶¶
You've done it again, Cass. WMFO, Medford. That's the fifth song of the five-song set. Vienna Teng from Dreaming Through the Noise in 2006. Recessional. Beautiful, breathy voice. I love that kind of singing.
Sure is. Not surprising that's the last song on the album, because how could you possibly do anything after that?
Good decision.
That whole record is fantastic. If people aren't familiar with her, that's a great one to start with.
And you said she's coming?
She's playing Passim in a couple of weeks. I think she's doing two shows. I think the later show was sold out, but there's one like five or six that tickets are still on sale for.
Perfect venue for her.
It is.
It is.
Yes, it is.
All right, so at 9:57 in the morning, we want to wish a happy birthday.
To my mom, to and my mom. Aunt Marilyn. My mom's a twin.
That's right.
So their birthday's Monday.
Okay. So we wanted to, you had a request?
We had sort of a secret request. My mother's not feeling too well today. She's a little under the weather, but she's going to be fine.
I'm sorry. I hope you feel better, Miriam.
Yep. She'll hear this later. We'll make sure she gets the tape.
Okay.
But we both know my mom loves the Everly Brothers, as do I, because of her and my dad. So we are going to play Kathy's Clown, which is one of her all-time favorite songs from them.
All right. So happy to wish you happy birthday, Marion.
Thanks, Mike.
Here you go.
It's kind of sad. You're treating me so bad. Why don't you even care?